called into unity with one another and the whole creation, let us pray for our shared world. Expansive God, you bring diverse voices together to form your church. Open our hearts and our ears to learn from one another, that differences and fear would not overshadow our baptismal unity. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Providing God, your creation shows us that life comes from death. Renew the places where our land, air, and waterways have been ill for too long. Direct the work of all who care for birds and their habitats. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Protecting God, sustain and keep all safe who work to defend others around the world. Revive and strengthen organizations dedicated to caring for refugees and migrants while their homelands struggle for peace. Remember our Indigenous brothers and sisters on this National Indigenous Peoples Day and help us to stand with them on the injustices they face due to the loss of their culture, land, and language. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Loving God, you promise to be with all who are persecuted for your sake. Guide all who speak your word of justice and console any who are tormented or targeted for being who they are. Heal the sick and the injured, the grieving and the sorrowful. We remember especially today Eddie, Elaine, Marianne, Ruth, Susie, David, Danelda, Lisa, and those we name in the stillness of our hearts. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Compassionate God, you are with us and we are never alone. Bless all fathers and father figures who strive to love and nurture as you do. Comfort all who long to be fathers and all for whom this day is difficult. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Reigning God, you bless us with guides and caretakers in the faith. As we give thanks for those who have died, increase our care for one another until we walk with them in newness of life. Remember all fathers who rest in your eternal love. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great.
Receive these prayers, O God, and those too deep for words, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our blessing today is a prayer written by the Reverend Dr. Alan Jorgensen. Holy God, as we gather together today around your redeeming and reforming will for this world, we acknowledge you in grand rivers rippling with grace, in soil saturated with stories of your faithfulness, in mighty forests bearing you, and here in this place, your fingerprints in wrinkles, dimples, and folds of skin, your scent in bannock, curry, sausage, and sage, and in your desire for a church as supple as a moss on rock and as solid as a tall cedar tree. We celebrate you and pray your passion for peace among us. We plead your impatience for justice within us. Form us that we might be living sacrifices in your reign, coming to us here, now in your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you great peace. Amen. Go in peace to serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our sending hymn today is I Love to Tell the Story. It's from the ELW hymn number 661. May the peace of Christ be with each of you this week. Amen.